Give the shir le'ilui nishmas Yehudis Bashlomo Yisrael Ostrin. Eli mentioned in shul that about 20 years ago, and it was Leil Hoshana Rabba Motzei Shabbos, and my sukkah was in the front of the house, and we had a Simchas Beis HaShoeva here. In the middle, somebody came running that there's a fire in a car and people should come to try to save. And we all ran down there. Yeah. And there's nothing we could do. The Arabs set up a booby trap with a bomb. And people had come here to go to Doleh for Shabbos, and it was dangerous to drive without a Mugan car, and they left their car here, got a ride from here to Doleh, and they came back Motzei Shabbos, and they hit this booby trap and the car went on fire, and most of the people who were there were able to escape. There was one woman who didn't get out. She burned to death in the car, and her name was Yehudis Ostrin. And since then, every year, we have her name up on the yard side plaque, and we give the shir le'ilui nishmas on Hoshana Rabba night. Okay, this year, to speak about Simchas Torah. No big chidushim. I took, if you want to yourselves, from three svarim. I don't have the third one here now, but the Sefer Shari Chag HaSukkos and the Toldos Chag Simchas Torah and Moadim LeSimcha. The Sefer goes by the months of the year. There's five or six chalokim he also has there. Basically, just some interesting things about the development of Simchas Torah, the various minhagim of Simchas Torah. Not all of the things are things that we do or don't do or whatever. But it's not an exhaustive study of Simchas Torah. The Sefer told us Simchas Torah is a big Sefer. In any case, the Mekor of Simchas Torah is in the Zohar. There is a Zohar that mentions Simchas Torah as the last day of Sukkot, and it's mentioned already in the time of the Gaonim. The Gaonim were in the time of the end of the 900s, beginning of the year 1000, according to the Common Era. And Rav Natrunoi Gaon and Rav Hai Gaon both mention Simchas Torah in their tshuvas. And the minig of finishing the Torah on Simchas Torah was not a universal minig. First of all, there was no universal minig of finishing the Torah on any specific day altogether, because the minig in Eretz Yisrael was that they finished the Torah either every 3 years or every 3.5 years. There were two different minhagim. According to the sheet that they finished every 3 years, so there were opinions that when they finished, when was the day of the Siyum. Some held they finished before Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, which makes the most sense. It's the end of the year, so you finish the Torah and you set up the cycle of laning, right? Every 3 years they split it into enough parshios to last for 3 years, and every 3 years Erev, what's it called, the Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year, before Rosh Hashanah, they made the Siyum HaTorah. Others held they did it on Shabbos Shuvah. Others say that they finished it before, but they started Bereishis on Mincha of Yom Kippur. That minig, though, was not, obviously, didn't continue. Only in Bavel did they finish the Torah every year. And there again we have evidence that they finished every year on Simchas Torah from the time of the Gaonim. Before that, not sure whether they did that or they had these other minhagim. Now, why didn't they finish the Torah on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, which seems to be the most obvious time to finish. So for a few reasons. One is that the Gemara says that we finish the Klalos HaTorah Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, so Tichle Shana V'Kilo Seho, and we have 1 week where there's a hefsik between the Klalos and Rosh Hashanah, and that's a Simin Bracha to start the year with the Klalos finished. So according to that, there's no reason to run Bezos HaBracha, because the Klalos then will be said earlier than that. So in order to make the Klalos finish a week, with a hefsik of a week before, they had that minig, and therefore they couldn't finish the Torah Bezos HaBracha before Rosh Hashanah. And to finish it Shabbos Shuvah, right, it just wasn't the mood of the days to have a Simcha Yisera for this grand Siyum HaTorah during Aseres Yemei Shuvah. So once they pushed it off from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so the most obvious time to do it was the end of Sukkot, especially on Shmini Atzeres, which has no special mitzvahs to it. And this way they added that Simcha. Additionally, I was thinking, there's a shaila, how can you do it on Yom Tov, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? So the answer is, it's not a different Simcha, but it's even more for Simchas Torah. Because the Medrash says, Nagila, one pasuk says, Nagila V'Nismecha Bo, Ze Hayom Asa Hashem, Nagila V'Nismecha Bo. Another pasuk says, Nagila V'Nismecha Boch. And there are Midrashim that distinguish between Simchas Yom Tov on a regular Yom Tov, and that's Nagila V'Nismecha Bo on the Yom Tov. And then there's Shmini Atzeres is Nagila V'Nismecha Boch, the Simchas in the Rabbanu Shalom. And the way to Mesamech with the Rabbanu Shalom, the Torah and the Rabbanu Shalom, Yisrael, the Oraisa, the Kutcha Brichu Chadu, the way to Mesamech with the Rabbanu Shalom is through the Torah, so it's not a different Simcha. It's not Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, you're mixing two different Simchas. That is the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres, Simcha with the Rabbanu Shalom, which means the Simcha of what's it called, of Simcha Satorah. But there are other reasons, we'll see in a few seconds, why they Davka made it on Shmini Atzeres and not any other time. Okay, the Levush says that the reason they didn't make the Siyum HaTorah on Rosh Hashanah is to confuse the Satan. Because if the Satan knew when they're going to finish the Torah, he'd know what Rosh Hashanah is. So in order to confuse him, so he shouldn't know when Rosh Hashanah is, they never finished the Torah then, not to give him a hint that Rosh Hashanah is the is coming, whatever that means. Okay. Now, when the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, and it wasn't Nishchadish until the time of the early Bali Atosfos, Chachmei Tzorfas, who came, and they were the ones who established a Kehila in Yerushalayim, and they had Minhagei Bavel. So they reestablished the Minhagim in Yerushalayim like Bavel, and they finished the Torah every year. And that's where in Eretz Yisrael, it started in Eretz Yisrael, it didn't start necessarily this the Inyanim of the Hakafas or whatever, Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, that Shmini Atzeres became also Simchas Torah. That on Shmini Atzeres was Simchas Torah. And so the early Bali Atosfos already mentioned, the early Rishonim already mentioned the Minig of, in Eretz Yisrael. But it wasn't anywhere in Minig Eretz Yisrael, it was Minig Bavel that had been transferred to Eretz Yisrael. So they asked, why don't we start and finish the Torah on Shavuos? Torah was given on Shavuos, so why don't we start and finish the Torah on Shavuos? So they bring a marshal in the name of the Dubna Magid. It's brought other people also, not in the name of the Dubna Magid. It's never, there's nowhere in the Dubna Magid's Ksovim that this marshal appears. But the story goes that this is what the Groa asked him. Why, Taka, we don't make Simchas Torah on Shavuos? And he gave him the following story. So there was a king who had a didn't have any children, and he what's it called? They asked for a chacham to come to him. He tried all his magicians, and nobody could give him a child. Finally, they said there's some tzaddik that's brachas are very effective. So he called this Jewish tzaddik, and he told him that he's going to have a child, but one condition has to be: no one can see this daughter until she gets married, until after she's married. And if anybody will see her beforehand, she's going to die. So the king kept her locked up in a room and raised her like that. And then he, when she became of marriageable age, he put out a cruise that whoever will marry his daughter will be given presents, whatever, made rich. And everybody figured that if the girl was, you know, kedai to marry, he wouldn't have to put out a an announcement like that. So she must be really chaloshes, so nobody wanted to marry her, except one guy who couldn't find the shidduch either. So he decided, what could he lose? This way at least become rich, so he'll have to suffer with an ugly wife who probably has no midos or whatever. No. So he married the woman sight unseen, and the marriage took place again sight unseen with a shliach or whatever, and he wasn't really happy 100% because he didn't know what he was getting. And then when he had a chance to live with this woman and see her in action for a year, he said then he really appreciated how happy he really was. The woman was a beautiful woman with tremendous midos tovos or whatever, and even if he hadn't become rich, she was right to get married to. Same thing. The Rabban Shalom forced to get the Torah, Manasseh v'Nishma, sight unseen. So we got it, but, you know, we didn't exactly know what we got. But after, what's it called, learning it through or whatever, especially they didn't get to Luchos Shniyos till after Yom Kippur, and then they had a chance to see it through Sukkos, so that's when they made a simcha of recognizing what the Torah has to offer. We said a different shot at the Siyum Brachos, that Shavuos is Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas all HaTorah. Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. But Sukkos is the Yontif of Yaakovin, was Yediyas HaTorah. So the proper time to make a Siyum on Yediyas HaTorah, on Shlemus HaTorah, is on Sukkos. Even though the Kabbalas HaTorah, which is the beginning of the Torah, was on Shavuos. Okay. The okay, so in the time of the Crusades, that's when the minig of Simchas Torah returned to Eretz Yisrael, and the what's it called? Another reason why it was nikban and Shmini Atzeres is because Shmini Atzeres is the siyum of all the moados, not just the siyum of Shalosh Regalim. It's the last of the Shalosh Regalim in the order that the Torah gives. But it's also the end of the Moadei Tishrei. Shmini Atzeres, Sukkos, has two ideas behind it. It's the last of Shalosh Regalim, but it's also part of Moadei Tishrei. So it's a siyum of both of those units. And therefore, the siyum HaTorah was proper on that day. That's a siyum of the Moados. In addition, according to the Gemara, this reason doesn't really apply today, according to our minute. According to the Gemara, the proper Haftorah for Shmini Atzeres is Vayamot Shlomo, that Shlomo HaMelech gave a bracha when he finished being Mechanech, the Beis HaMikdash, so he gave a bracha to all the people. So in order to be Masmich, the bracha of Shlomo, to the bracha of Moshe, they made the reading of his Osa Bracha on Shmini Atzeres. And that's why we don't read on Shmini Atzeres, the Moadim, like they do in Chutzlars every last day of Yontav, Kol HaBechor, or Aser Taser, right? We read Vezos HaBrocha instead. Okay. Okay. The Beis HaLevi says it's called Simchas Torah in order to hint to the fact that it's not just we have to be happy with the Torah, but the Torah has to be happy with us also. So if you really want to be Mesameach, the Simchas Torah, you have to deserve it, that the Torah is happy with you, that you learn something during the year and not the other way. Even though it says that even Amaratzim and people don't learn a word during the year, usually are sometimes the happiest on Simchas Torah. So they say that somebody once asked, I remember who the Maisa was with, asked some Amaharis who never opened a Sefer the whole year, he was dancing joyfully on Simchas Torah, he asked him, what do you be happy about? So he said, if my brother had a simcha, I wouldn't come and be mesameach. It's not necessarily my simcha, but it's my brother's simcha. Everybody's being mesameach. I'll be happy with them too. Okay, what the minig that we have of hakafos, going around seven times or whatever, that was a much later institution. That was not in the time of the Gaonim, was in the time of the Rishonim. That was instituted by the Arizal and was spread by his Talmidim, Reb Chaim Vital, and the Chemdas Yomim mentions it and spread it, and two shluchim that went to Chutzlars. Again, it started in Eretz Yisrael. The Arizal was in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole Indian of Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, which coincided on one day in Eretz Yisrael, and had the Indian of Hakafos, went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar, it's not vice versa. And there, they were misakin to do it on the second day of Yontif, on the ninth day, not on the eighth day. And this was in the time, so in the time of the Gaonim and Rishonim, all they did was they took out all the Sifrei Torahs mentioned, they danced with them, and they said Atoharesa and other psukim, and there's also brought down that they used to say Kinos for Moshe Rabbeinu. Since they were reading about the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, they would stand with Sifrei Torah and say Kinos, mean piyutim, about the Misa of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have examples of those piyutim. Some did the Simcha, so they had a Simcha, they didn't have Hakafos. They had a regular Simcha. Some did the Simcha after the Haftorah, before they put the Sefer Torah back, because it's a Simcha and the Siyum. So you usually make the Simcha after you finish the Siyum. So they had the Simcha after the Siyum HaTorah. Some did it before Kriyas HaTorah, like we do. And everything that was done during the daytime. Nothing the night before, except in one source, okay? Because Vaisa the Siyum was in the daytime, so there was nothing really to do at the night before. The Marami Rottenberg brings down that they used to get together Mincha of Shmini Atzeres and sold all the kibudim for the year, and then they would have a Simcha. Okay, the Arizal was Misakein that they should make seven Hakafos. Keneged the seven Sfiros, right, and that's why there are Tfilos from the Chidah, special ones that say by each Hakafa that each one has to do with Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, just like by Sfiros HaOmer. There are those that say you shouldn't say those Tfilos because they have a lot of Viduyim in them and Bakoshos, but most of the Bakoshos are spiritual things which you're allowed to say on Yontif. And the viduyim, the person should not say is vidui, but more like a tefillah. Okay. In any case, but there are those that oppose saying those tefillahs. But those are, each hakafa represents a different midah. According to others, the seven hakafas were connected to the seven hakafas of Hoshana Rabbah. Others say they're connected the gimel avos and dalad imahos. And we'll see there were other minhagim also of how many hakafos. According to Arizal, there were seven hakafos. The Shaloh HaKadosh, who lived, and the Chidah, who lived in Tuf Kuf Samach, about 200, a little bit more over 200 years ago. So they were mefits, they were shluchim to Chutz Laretz, and they brought the minig of the Arizal, them and others also, to the Rital Gazi, Marital Gazi, who was also a Talmud of the Arizal and a Shliach from Yerushalayim to raise money in Galus. And they spread the minig of the Arizal to Chutz Laretz. And there were communities that didn't want to accept it. They say it's, Chadash Osir Min HaTorah. It's make these new things, new hakafas or whatever. And specifically the Kehillah in Frankfurt refused to accept this minig because they felt that it was something new. And you don't make new things, but eventually they gave in too, and it became a worldwide, universal minig.
My father told me that he saw the Sefer, and the minig of Frankfurt was in the Chadashim Mekarav Bao,
right?
And Makifin, Chadashim Mekarav Bao, Ba'chen Vani Makif.
Right.
I read the institution from Full Hash. We started up as a shopkeeper.
Okay, so what? First of all, how many Sifrei Torah did you take out? So what was the minig? So they're all different minhagim. Some say take out all the Sifrei Torah, which is our minig. In Munkash, they only took out three Sifarim, the ones that they were going to read from, and the Bnei Yisrael also had that minig, only take out three Sifarim. In Mantoba, they took out seven Sifrei Torah. Right? We can't do that minig if we take out all the Sifrei Torah, but they have seven. In Rome, they took out 10 Sifrei Torah. They also had a lot of Sifrei Torah. In Torino, they took out 13 Sifrei Torah, Keneged the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. In Pirara, They took out 18 Sifrei Torah, and some took out 22 Sifrei Torah, okay, connected the 22 OCOs of the Aleph Beis, and some took out 25 Sifrei Torah, right? These places were in business for hundreds of years, so they had plenty of Sifrei Torah. Three of them they leaned from. From those three and the altogether 25, 22 plus 3 is 25. 24 of them they made hakafas with, and one they left on the bima. And the 24 mistam was connected the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. That's what they had. There was a minig when they took all this. If according to that, that they take out all the Sifrei Torah, not to leave the Aron Kodesh empty. So they would put a lit candle in the Aron Kodesh. And there were those that held it's also to do that because you'd be mishtamish with the Aron Kodesh for a dover chol. Others held since you're doing it lekovid HaTorah, right, to show that the Or HaTorah was taken out with the Sifrei Torah, now you're substituting with the Or, that it's not Osir. Others were against it because it was dangerous. A lot of Aron Kodeshes ended up burning because of that. And others hold the reason they put in a lit candle was because whenever there was Kiddush in a place and you took it out, the Mazikim, the Chitzonim, run in. So if there's a burning candle there, it scares them away. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer says you put the candle in before you take out the last Sefer Torah and leave it there till you, what's it called, put all the Sifrei Torah back.
Okay.
In any case, but that, I don't know if there's still places that have such a minig, but there are those who were opposed to the minig altogether. Zman HaKofos. In Turkey, they made the HaKofos after they finished davening completely. First they davened everything, they finished Kriyas HaTorah and everything, and after davening, right, they made the HaKofos. I'm sure they found that most people went home, so they probably changed the minig there at some time. In Yerushalayim, they did it after Kriyas HaTorah, before Musaf. That's when they made the HaKofos. In Hebron, they were mechadish a new thing, that they made HaKofos even Motza Yontef, like HaKofos Shnios, which we'll get to what the Inyan is, if there's an Inyan. And some hold that they make it before Kriyas HaTorah, like we do. The HaKofos are before Kriyas HaTorah. In many places, they have the minig that we used to have, or the one we have now, because the HaKofos go a long time, so people don't have a chance to eat. And it's hard to dance on an empty stomach. So what they did is they would daven till Kriyas HaTorah and daven Musaf, and they wouldn't lane. And then people would go home, what's it called, and eat, or they would go home before Musaf and eat, and then come back for the HaKofos. In some places, they, what's it called, daven Musaf and Yisker, and then they went home, and then they came back for HaKofos. We used to do that. Okay, so we do still do it, maybe still do it, yeah. And the same thing at night. In some places, this is what we used to do in Miami, we made Kiddush, and there we dafka were makpid to have little rolls, and everybody washed and made a motzi, because at night it's only bidyeved to make Kiddush on mazonos. Right? Not like the daytime, where everybody makes Kiddush on mazonos, not any problem. At night, you have to make Kiddush on Lechem, Lechatchila. But the Evids, they said, Al Simchas HaTorah, many places just made Kiddush, they ate cake, or Yotzei Kiddush, had something to eat, and then they had HaKofos, and they finished HaKofos, they went home and made the Suda. Again, in Miami, we were no hag to eat, mamish to have little rolls, everybody ate minimal Suda of bread, and then we had the HaKofos. And other places, they daven Mariv, went home, ate their Suda, and came back for HaKofos like we used to do. Okay. It says, though, that because of that, people used to get drunk. Right? Because they used to eat, they used to have Kiddush or whatever, and once you ate Kiddush, there's always the danger that people go a little bit overboard. So I saw one place, they said, that's why they made the minig to daven Mariv in the Nigin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So people shouldn't get drunk. They should realize that this is serious things or whatever. And now it should become the opposite. It becomes, makes the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur a joke. So, okay, and some had the minig to make the HaKofos Bichlal Mincha time. They didn't make it night, not in the daytime, just mincha time. Okay, how many HaKofos? So we said the Arizal said 7, okay? And with that, there's those tefillos from the Chidah. Some say it's connected to Zayin Haroim, that in Mashiach's time there'll be seven leaders that will lead Klal Yisrael. We said Keneged Hoshana Rabbah, Zayin Yemei Bereishis, the Torah, the world was created for the sake of the Torah, so it's Keneged the Zayin Yemei Bereishis, and we said Gimel Avos and Daladi Mahos. And the Gra also had that minig, like the Arizal, of seven Hakafos. The Chavetz Chaim, in his base Medrash, used to make a lot of Hakafos, more than 10. Why? Because people used to fight. Right? How come I didn't get a hakafa? How come, what's it called? So he made sure that he made enough hakafas that everybody could get a hakafa. There shouldn't be any fights. Okay. Then they only fought about who got the hakafa first, or what's it called, or how many hakafas there were that they fought with the Chavetz Chaim. How come you had more than seven hakafas? The
21st.
Right. Some people, because of all the fights they used to have on Simchas Torah with who gets the kibudim, they bechlau stopped having hakafas on Simchas Torah, and they had hakafas on Shabbos Bereishis instead. And the Sefer that brings it down says, I don't understand why there were less fights on Shabbos Bereishis, but I guess because the people who usually made the fights didn't show up on Shabbos Bereishis, so they, what's it called, they only came on Simchas Torah. The Prima Gadim brings down that in Berlin they only had three hakafas. Yekis could not think of dancing for seven hakafas, so they
about 3 hours of waiting between
and that was Keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim or the Gimel Avos. They forgot about the Imahos, they just decided to go the Avos. In Krakow they had 3.5 hakafas. Why?
No, because they're Polish.
They couldn't count beyond that. No, the reason was there was a serious reason. One year, in the middle of the fourth hakafa, the Christians broke into the shul and massacred the people there. So for every year after that, they stopped the hakafas in the fourth hakafa in the middle, and they started saying kinos and the tfilos, the Eloi Nishmas, the people who were massacred. Chabad still has that minig now. They have at night, so they also have in Chutz Laretz, Hakafas Shemini Atzeres at night, not in the daytime, at night Shemini Atzeres. At night, Simchas Torah, 7. And in the daytime, they do this mini Krakow, 3.5 Hakafas. They stop in the middle of the third Hakafa. Okay, I don't know whether they know what's the middle of the hakafa, but in any case, Adkan, Chatzi, hakafa, I guess they just go around the bima halfway, or whatever, and then they just stand there for the rest of the hakafa. In any case, in India, okay, then Shachris, they had 7 hakafas, and Mincha time, they made another 3 hakafas. Okay. Normally, it's usher to dance on Yontif or Shabbos, and surely usher to clap your hands to rhythm. It's not also to clap your hands, stam. No issur to applaud on Shabbos or Yontif, stam. People they make the mistake that you can applaud, so you can, as long as you're not applauding to a rhythm, it's okay. But here people dance and clap with a rhythm. So they were matarit, what?
Didn't once we went to the hotel in Be'er Sheva, the rabbi?
I know, it was a mistake. The halach is that looking into it, you're allowed to applaud without a rhythm. In any case, so they were matter that lekavod haTorah, Simchas Torah, lekavod haTorah. They were matter that which normally is a shvus. There's a lot of reasons why to be mekel, but they were matter to clap and dance. And it says the Vilna Gaon used to dance in front of the Sefer Torah and clap his hands also. However, in bells, they were very makbid not to clap. Even today, they don't clap. They dance, but they don't clap. Even though the Sar Sholem from bells said that all the tefillos and brachos from the whole year and the tekiyos that were said shelo b'kavana, the dancing on Simchas Torah is mala all of those tefillos and tekiyos l'shamayim. Okay, now in some places they went even beyond that, and they were matir playing a drum. They have a drum on Simchas Torah, or zug ha-mekashkesh. I'm not sure if that's castanets or cymbals. They had drums and cymbals. And what's it called? There were a lot that opposed that they weren't mater mamish klezemer, but there were those that, and some, and this was something that's mutter altogether, played by goyim. They had Goyim come with a, and they used to have a levoy of the Chasanei Bereishis and Chasan Torah with an orchestra of Goyim, and they had Goyim playing instruments in the shul, to keep the dancing going. Another minig they had was they used to bring torches torches of wax, also to escort the Chasanim and also to dance with them. And there was a big machlokus between the Prichodosh his Talmud, Reb Chaim Abu Lefia, and the Bote Kahuna, who was Matarit. And it became a tremendous machlokus where there were two sides, and if you were part of this side, you didn't talk to the people on the other side, and each one had their newspaper, and became a tremendous machlokus. Then there was another minig, that minig pretty much burnt out. And then there was another minig, and I remember this minig when I was a kid in New York, in the Talmud Torah that I davened in. They had, kids would come with flags, and they'd have two things on the flag, an apple and a candle. Every kid, today we do that, I don't know if there are any houses here left. I give kids a candle, lit candles to go around with even the apples would be dangerous over here. Just they have even the flags are dangerous. In many cases, the flags show that we're part of the Rabbanim's army. And every kid, I remember, they put an apple on my flag and a candle on the apple, and we marched very, very respectfully, like everybody, and there was no sakana. But they stopped that meaning also because it was very dangerous with the candles. Also, they had to stick the candles onto the flags or onto the apples. So it was a shayla meruach, because they would melt them down, which is also on Yontif to make meruach. Others said, no, they didn't have to melt. They just had soft candles, and they put them on top of the sticks of the flags. So that was another minig. There was another minig that, and again, there are a lot of people who are misnagged to these minhagim. For another reason also, Goyim used to come to watch the hakafas. He said part of the orchestra too there. And if they saw that it was holiness in their churches, they didn't do that. They were very respectful. So it ended up to be Chil Hashem. They would go back and say, we were in the Jewish, you know, church, and they're the bunch of chayas. So it would be a Chil Hashem. So they stopped these kinds of minhagim. In Ashkenaz, this I guess made up for the fact that they only had three hakafas or whatever, they used to make a, Lag Bomer. They made a Maduras Eish, right? And they used to dance around the Madura on Simchas Torah, and the Chasanei Torah had special places to sit, not in the fire, but around the fire. That's a meeting we should not start over here. And then another time, in Ashkenaz also, the children would go around, break down people's sukkahs, take the schach and the walls, which I guess they didn't use their sukkahs from year to year, right? And even if they did, some people complained. They said the stingy people didn't give them the wood, so the Maril said, take it anyway, and teach these people a lesson that they should be more generous and be part of the simcha. They took apart the sukkahs, took off the schach, and made fires. That's part of the simchas yontif, burning people's sukkahs. Some would bring mugmar. They bring incense to shul and burn the incense, which also is a big shaila halachically if it's allowed or not.
What's the idea of all this burning?
What? I guess just simcha yisera. Kids love to burn things. Pyromaniac. So it adds to the simcha. And that's not the only thing. Then they had some places, they had fireworks and gunshots. Right, like the Arabs. The Arabs do that when they have a simcha. They probably got it from us. So they used to shoot in the air and make fireworks, and that they ushered completely, right, because it was still dangerous.
They're going firing, yeah?
What?
They had to have
No.
That's Jews. More dangerous.
They held that Yom Tov, wasn't Shabbos.
It's all on the ninth day. It's all on
Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. Right. So many held that all these coolers were only because it was Yontif Sheni. But had it been the first day of Yontif, they wouldn't have been mocked with these things. But Okay, an awful.
How did they start a fire? I mean,
what?
Gunshots, they're starting a fire. They're not getting...
Yeah, the hell, it was a grumma, it was not...
The
fireworks they took from another fire.
Right,
the gunshots, the hell, I don't know.
The gunshots back then, they had like a candle and light it from another fire. Yeah. Yeah, you're thinking of guns nowadays.
Whatever, okay.
From the back.
Okay, an oval is allowed to get a... Kafa and hold the Sefer Torah, but he can't dance. So that's what the meaning over here is. Avelim don't dance, but the people dance around them, and they can hold the Sefer Torah, and they can be part of that Kafa. Really, you shouldn't be allowed to sit when the Sefer Torah are out, and there are some people in Machmer to stand the entire time, or not to be there because they're Machmer, they don't want to sit when the Sefer Torahs are out. And Lamaisa, though, they're a heterim to sit. First of all, during the Hakafas, it's proper to stand. Because the Sefer Torah are moving. But once everybody's dancing, so the whole room becomes the makom of the Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is bin komo, you don't have to stand, even if it's up. But it's not. That's not called moving. That's called moving within the room and dancing or whatever. It's not moving towards a place. It's just moving constantly within one confined place. Others hold you should either sit in a different room, or they used to put up a Tzuras HaPesach in the shul so people could sit behind that Tzuras HaPesach. Or others hold that the circles around the Sifrei Torah make a mechitza, so if you're outside the circle and there are no Sifrei Torah outside the circles, the people become the mechitza. Okay, so children hold the Sifrei Torah. So here also there were takonas, how old the children, and with pikuach, dafka, and others held that children shouldn't be given Sifrei Torah to hold, because the chances of them dropping them or treating them without respect is great, but they should give them either gemaras, svarim like that to hold, or if you have nevi'im like we have now, to give the children the nevi'im, which is much easier to handle. But it also with pikuach, women. Nikar adin, there's no isser for a woman to make hakafas and ezras noshim, or to kiss a Sefer Torah, hold a Sefer Torah. But since Reform and Conservative do it because of they want to equalize men and women, not for the right reasons, most poskim hold that it shouldn't be done because of the implications that it has. Goyim also used to come to shul. We used to have Goyim here also, and they were part of the Simcha, the Rabbi, that says that Arabs used to come and be Mesameach and dance around the Torah or whatever.
Yeah. They're Filipinos.
Okay. Kriyas HaTorah, the night of Simchas Torah. Normally you don't read the Torah at night. But here, because of Simcha Yisera, there are places that have the minig to lane at night, like we do. Not every place had that. What do you lane? The Ramah says you lane the Nedarim Shebetorah. The Mishnah Berurah explains what it means is there were certain parts of the Torah that they sold during the year, certain psukim that you bought, like they have on the parshios on the wall outside. So they used to have a thing up, the Yitain Lecha, Yivarechecha, certain, those are called the Nedarim. Nedarim means people used to pledge money to get the covet of saying when they came to those parshios during the year, they got the covet. So they laned them. One of the reasons they bring down is they laned each one for a different Sefer Torah. So this way they didn't take out the Sifrei Torah for nothing. Every Sefer Torah, pretty much, if there were 12 Sifrei Torah, they laned from each one something. We don't do that. The Shari Ephraim says that you lane 5 aliyahs, like the next day, in Vizos HaBracha. We don't do that either. And some say you lane 3 aliyahs, that's what we do. And some hold you give a lot of aliyahs at night, just like in the daytime. We surely don't do that either. Okay. In some places they didn't lane at all, but they were golel the 3 Sifrei Torah that they were going to use the next day after the Hakafas. They made glila on the 3 Sifrei Torah and put them in the proper place. The gra, what? No, they waited then, so when they took them out, they took them out for a purpose, to be able to be golel them. Didn't golel them before. 3 they were going to use. They made sure that they would be able to be gold of them the night before. The gra held that you lane from the brachos of Kisavo, and Some held that you lame, but you didn't make any bracha. And some hold you can't lame betzibur without a bracha, so they made brachas too, which we do. And the niggin, some hold you say the regular niggin. Some say you say the niggin of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and whatever niggin you lame with, that's the niggin that you say the bracha to also. So people who, whatever the niggin of going to be, the person who's laning, the people who make the bracha should have the same niggin. Okay, we take our three Sifrei Torah because we finish Vizos HaBracha, we start Bereishis, and we have a Mafter. But there were places where they never started Bereishis on Simchas Torah, only on Shabbos Bereishis, and therefore they took out two Sifrei Torah. Or some places they finished Vizos HaBracha and said the first Parsha in Bereishis, Baal Peh, without a Sefer Torah. Because usually you don't lane from two Sifrei Torah except for a Mafter. Right, or an Achron or something like that, but not two different places in the Sifrei Torah. That's also something that's unique for this thing. Each time you start, as long as they're Kohanim and Levim, you should start again a Kohen Levi Yisrael. If you run out of Kohanim, Levim, Yisrael, then the Seder doesn't make a difference. You can call up any Seder. The last Aliyah, we have the minig that the Chosin Torah reads from Ma'ona, and then by Svardin they have a special Chosin Ma'ona before Chosin Torah, and we have before Chosin Torah, before Ma'ona, we lain the last Aliyah the Asher Omar for the children, for Kolan the Arim. Somebody gets an aliyah, and the children, the chora, can say the bracha together with that person. Others hold the kids should keep quiet, and they should just answer amen to the bracha. But the chora, it's chinuch, to how to say the bracha. And also children, bechlal, getting aliyahs. So there are all different kinds of minhagim, but as long as a child knows how to read, can read along with the bal korei, he can get an aliyah. On Simchas Torah, if he's younger than that, he shouldn't. And we have a klal over here, I think, a year before Bar Mitzvah, something like that, that we give aliyahs.
Aliyahs?
Huh? Yeah.
Aliyahs?
Yeah. 9 years old? Fine.
Every year it's been getting more.
Every year it gets younger.
Okay. Who gets the kibudim? So, Chosin Torah, the minig was to give the Rav of the Shul or some Talmud Chacham. And Chosin Bereishis is given to an Askan, somebody who's Osek B'Tzorchei Tzibur, somebody of Gvir who supports Torah, whatever. And you can see from the Rishus that we say before, the Rishus for the Chosin Torah fits a Talmud Chacham, and the other one fits somebody who's Osek B'Tzorchei Tzibur. Again, we said the Haftorah from the Gemara is Vayamot Shlomo. And we have the minhag to say the Haftorah of the first parak in Yoshua, which is also unique because we never say Haftorah from Yoshua except, no, we do say we by Meraglim. We say also. But in any case, I think the difference is what the reason why we make Siyum HaTorah on Shmini Atzeres. If the reason is to be Masmich the Bracha of Shlomo to the Bracha of Moshe, then obviously the Haftorah has to be the Bracha of Shlomo. But the reasons, the other reasons, it's a siyum of the Adim, so we make the siyum then, right? So then it has nothing to do with the bracha of Shlomo, and therefore the most obvious thing to do is the hemshich, right? Just like you want to start Bereishis to show that you're not finished and you're willing to start again, so we continue on with Tanakh, with not only Torah, we learn Navi also, the next parak in Navi. And also because it has a shaykhus to Misas Moshe with the siyum to the siyum, not bracha to bracha. Okay. There's also a minig of hagbah that you do the opposite hagbah, right? By Svardin, and they always do that, that the ksav, right, is facing away because they have those boxes. But by Ashkenazim, it's always that the ksav faces the person himself. Here, so they say different reasons why you do it opposite. I always used to say the reason is because the weight is all on one side, right? But it's not true because that only applies to Chosin Bereishis. That if you switch your hands, you're holding the heavier side with your right hand. But if you do it regular, holding the, then for Chosin Torah, and some hold that the only one who switches is the Chosin Torah. So it doesn't make any sense. Then it's the opposite. You're holding the heavy side with your weaker hand. So they say one reason is hafach ba v'hafach ba dekula ba. Another one I saw is that we want to show afilu omrim l'chol yamin shu small, the small shu yamin. You have to listen to the chachomim. Another reason is because since Moshe Rabbeinu died, so the ksav stopped for him, but now it went on for everybody else. Also, it says that the person who's Messiah gets a schar, a tremendous schar for the seal. So he wants to show the people what kind of schar he's getting, so he shows them the finishing of the Torah. Whatever the reasons are, there is such a minig. Some have the minig that the Chosin Torah and Chosin Bereishis, they get also Hag Ben Galila. And for Chosin Torah and Chosin Bereishis, you switch, but not for the Maftir. And somehow only the Chosin Torah switches the Hag Ben Galila. Okay, Ketanim, we said Hakofa Shnios were really instituted in Chevron for Chutz Laretz people who kept the second day Yonta, so they needed Hakofas on their Yonta. Wasn't for Eretz Yisrael. And the Chazonish and the Stipler both were opposed to Hakofa Shnias, so there's no Inyan except for people from Chutz Laretz, but not for Eretz Yisrael. If people want to be Mislave with the people in Chutz Laretz is one thing, but otherwise there's no Inyan to make Hakofa Shnias, they held. Why is it called Chasen Bereishis and Chasen Torah? So some say because the Torah is like a Kala and this is like a Simchas Chasen of the Siyum. Yom Chasunoso is Yom Matan Torah. But somebody says that the reason is it shouldn't be Chosin Torah. It should be Chasam Torah. The one who's Chosin, the Gomer, the finisher. That's what it was called, the Mashlim, the Gomer, the Chasam. And there are Makoras for that. So then it wouldn't apply to Chasam Bereishis. There was such a thing. They used to give special kovid to the Chasonim. They had said a special Rishus, which we still say, before you call them up. Then there was a special Mishaberach afterwards. They used to escort them to the shul and back from the shul, like a Chosin and the Ufruf, right? They, what's it called, gave them Hagba and Galila, like we said. Then they had special chairs, the Kisa Sheliyahu of the whole year. They sat the Chosin Torah and Chosin Bereishis, or they let the Chosin Torah or Chosin Bereishis sit in the Rav seat. We do that over here also. The Chosin Torah usually sits in the Rav seat than the Simchas Torah. Okay. Then the women also had a part in this. All the women would come, what's it called, to the homes of the Chosin, the wives of the Chosin Bereishis and Chosin Torah in the afternoon, and they would sell all the mitzvahs that women did during the year, you know, like lighting, the making the wicks for the candles for the whole year for the shul, or water drawn for the, what's it called, for the Kohanim, the a lot of things that we don't have anymore. And the women would buy these kibudim, and then the chasone, the wives of the chasan Torah, would have the right to give out these kibudim. And they would sit in a special place in the Ezra Sinashim, so when their husbands got the aliyah, they would throw down fruit and candy, or if they didn't like their husbands, I guess, iron and whatever else they wanted to throw down. And they had a minig like that, that they used to throw fruit and candies or whatever in front of the chasonim. There are a lot of places where women used to come into the Ezra's Gvarim and watch the hakafos. You know, even though the whole year they stayed in the corral, as Rav Miller used to say, but on Simchas Torah they were able to come out and stand. I remember in Tells, the women came down from the Ezra's Noshim and they sat in the back of the Beis Medrash without a mechitza, at a shtender. I remember the Rosh Hashiva tells Rosh Hashiva's wife of Mutl Katz's Almona, who was the Giveret of the Yeshiva, to sit there. And one year some guys got real frum and they had the chutzpah to go over to her and say, maybe you would like to go back to the Ezra's Noshim. And she told him, maybe you would like to go back home. So that was that. And in other places, the women watched from behind the mechitza. We have a pshar over here. We make a separate mechitza open, and the women watch from there. And again, so they said Goyim also came, and they made a special bracha for the Malchus, that the Goyim should see that we're davening for the Malchus. They also had other minhagim. They had some places they would be machnas a sefer Torah, a new sefer Torah on Simchas Torah into the shul, right? Other places they said hallel pasuk by pasuk for on Simchas Torah, right? That would really make the day nice and long. Then another place they brought all the esrogim and ate them on Simchas Torah. I guess after they burned the sukkahs, you could at least eat the esrogim. And in some places they made Shabbos Bereishis a hemshich to Simchas Torah, and that's when they had the kiddush for the chasanim on Shabbos Bereishis. And like we said, some people pushed the whole hakafas to Shabbos Bereishis so the people shouldn't fight, and they gave the Bereishis to either the Chasan Torah or the Chasan Bereishis, even they weren't Kohanim, and they made a goral between them who should get the first Aliyah on Shabbos Bereishis. Okay, just to end with something that we left out. After the night where a person gets the right hashkafas of how to be besimcha and what this world is all about, now you put into practice. And you're misameach with Avodas Hashem. So the Esrog and Lulav represent the different parts of a person's body. They represent the fact that everything, the Rabbanu Shalolam, is in everything in the Bria. And a person can be happy just serving the Rabbanu Shalom and using his entire body and entire wherewithal in Avodas Hashem. And it's also a siman of Eretz Yisrael, which that's the purpose of Eretz Yisrael, to be able to take everything with the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and be mekadesh it l'shem shamayim. So, and that's why Sukkos is a yontif of das. The more a person has das and understands what this world is all about, the more of a simcha he can be. And that's why a mitztayer is potter, because it gets the whole idea. The whole idea of sukkah is that you should appreciate and enjoy this world the proper way. And if you're mitztayer from it, then you obviously aren't in the mood to be able to do it properly. And also another reason is mitztayer doesn't have his das. You can't think straight when you're mitztayer. If you can't think, then you can't come to all these hakaras or whatever, and therefore the mitzvah, the chefs of the mitzvah is not there. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we should be able to celebrate many, many more Hoshana Rabbah nights. Everybody should have a Piska Tova and Gemar Chasima Tova, and you're all invited to we're downstairs. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva of the Yeshiva, and the zecher to the yeshiva, and to the and to the it's a zecher to Simchas Beis HaShoeva, it's also a zecher to the yeshiva, and to the moshav. Okay. Right. I didn't find that in any of the svarim. What?
Why? What's the idea behind the fact that it doesn't have to store room and come down to the...
Because they want to be part of the Simcha too. They want to be Misameach.
How's it different than the Simcha where it's
out from
the pizzas? Huh? The pizzas were made...
Because there was more ma'urav or whatever. Here they just stand on the side and watch hakafas. There everybody is a big olam and everybody's mixed together or whatever. In Islam, there they had to make a separation. But over here, the separation was automatic. The women were on the side.
Putting a candle in, I've seen.
What?
Sidur Shabbos Medrash, I've seen.
Yeah.